Code Inquiry is a type of software to predict fungal genes. It combines RNA-seq data with some traditional gene prediction methods to try and get gene predictions as accurate as we possibly can.
You mentioned those gene prediction methods, and they, I suppose that traditional method, you can end up with quite a lot of data. So is this software that you've developed, is it so you can kind of pinpoint everything?
Yeah, so when we sequence a genome, we get a lot of data and we really need to zero in on the interesting bits, the genes. It's all about getting that as accurate as possible so that we can base our research on it confidently.
Now, you have a physics background, so why did you decide to develop, first of all, a software system like this, and second of all, a software system that can sequence agricultural genomes like this?
I joined the Curtin Centre for Crop and Disease Management. Here they work on fungal genomes to try and figure out how fungal pathogens cause crop diseases. And they were really needing an accurate way of predicting genes to base the subsequent research on. So we had this really great data called RNA-seq data, but we didn't have a good way of incorporating that in. So that's why I decided to go ahead and write the software.
So how exactly does it work?
It works by using a novel method of combining gene prediction method called hidden Markov model predictions with this special RNA-seq data. And what RNA-seq data does is it gives us a really good idea of where the genes might be, but it doesn't give us quite the exact location of them. So it's about combining that data with hidden Markov model predictions to try and know the exact location of a gene.
So what does all this mean, I suppose, predominantly for researchers within the agricultural field?
For researchers, it means that they can quickly and accurately predict genes. For agricultural researchers, it means that when you're looking for the genes that are responsible for how the pathogen causes disease, you have a much better basis for doing that work.
And I suppose for farmers, in a practical sense, when we do look at some of the pathogens that this may be applicable to, we're thinking of things like net form and net type blot. So
yeah.
Will this really, I suppose, help accelerate the research into resistance and that kind of thing?
Yeah, well, what we're hoping to do is to be able to pass information on to breeders so that they can breed resistant varieties.
Can you put it in perspective as to how much quicker or easier this type of software is going to make it for researchers?
If you were to do this manually, it would take months and months. And compared to older software, we're getting about 5% better accuracy, which is really important when you consider the amount of time and effort and expertise which is spent on the results of gene prediction in the lab and by bioinformaticians.
So instead of months and months, how long would it now take?
It just takes about 10 minutes.
Wow. Very, very speedy indeed. So have you got some researchers looking over your shoulder and, as you mentioned, at the Centre for Crop and Disease Management saying, let's use it, let's get it out there and start solving some of these issues that farmers have?
Yeah, well, I'm involved in the group that works on Pyrenophora teres, which causes net blotch, and we've already used it to help predict genes in that pathogen, and so that's a really great basis for figuring out how that pathogen causes disease and trying to solve those problems.
What do you hope that this software will enable the industry to do in the future?
Well, I guess the ultimate goal is to really understand these disease-causing pathogens and pass that information on to wheat breeders so that we can see an end to crop diseases. Publicly available so anyone can use it, and that was our real hope, that all agricultural or the broader research community can all download it and use it and help them to get better results.